This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
No, you said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
I got to say, that's one of the best Sean Connery impersonations around. You could have made it. You and JJ. Well, let me introduce our panel here, and then I'm Tim Wildman. It's Trivia Friday. That's Ed Vitagliano's impersonation of Sean Connery.
That was really good, Ed.
Yeah, I tell you, between JJ Jasper, good morning, JJ.
Good morning.
The pride, of course, of Owensboro, Kentucky. Between your Mr. Haney and his Sean Connery, y'all could take that act on the road.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I can say as Sean Connery. Like, a real person who can imitate some of these folks can carry on entire conversations.
Like Rich Little?
Yeah.
I mean, like have multiple impersonations?
Yes. Well, they just could carry on
a conversation.
Conversation.
Oh, I got it.
You've
got a couple lines.
I got a couple lines. That's
it. Yeah, that's not going to carry the whole show.
No.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I want to thank everybody for a wonderful share-a-thon, right?
Amen.
I did.
$2,066,722 because of God's goodness and the faithfulness of our listeners. Now, that's approximate because pledges continue to trickle in. People are away from the radio. They were out of town. They go, oh, I missed Share-a-thon? No, you didn't miss Share-a-thon. You can go to AFR.net right now if you're away from the radio, AFR.net, and make a pledge. But we are so thankful and so blessed by your prayers and participation.
Well, Share-a-thon is come and gone. We'll be back with it next spring. But one of the gentlemen who help us every single Share-a-thon, almost at least, the last I don't know how many years, is Dave Dabney from Jackson, Mississippi. How you doing, Dave?
I'm groovy.
There you go. Dave is going to play trivia with us today.
That's right. One of our guest professors.
Guest professors. You are from Jackson, right?
Yes, sir.
And appreciate you coming up. How many share-a-thons you worked?
This is the 23rd one since the spring of 04.
Wow. Well, listen, thank you. What was your favorite call yesterday you took? Do you remember one call? Or did you take, how many calls did you take yesterday?
Well, I don't know how many, but there was someone that was from Madison, Mississippi, which is just about 25 minutes from where I live.
And they called and...
But I didn't know them.
You didn't know them. Well, now you do.
Yes.
Huh? All right. Well, listen, Dave's going to have two questions. We're going to have two questions each, and we're about to get started with Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio.
Hey, Tim, can I jump in? You're talking about
how many years
Dave has been a Share-a-thon volunteer. I saw two sweet ladies, Rita Roper and Felicia, and they helped during this Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. They were the only two Share-a-thon volunteers on our first Share-a-thon, the fall of 1991.
Wow.
Right down the hall, they had two little desks set up, Rita Roper and Felicia. She was a school teacher, and I think they've only missed one, but they were here faithfully again for this Share-a-thon.
Wow.
Well, next time we need to honor them some way or another. That's great.
And I remember that the amount we raised was $63,000. We were so excited.
First share-a-thon. Like one radio station or two.
Well, we only had one at the time.
Oh, two, okay.
That's right.
1991. Here's how we play trivia. We're going to ask two questions each because Dave's with us today. So, and then we're going to have you call in and answer the questions and or ask. We'll have a mystery question too as well. And when you hear this sound, that means you've answered it correctly. That there mystery question. And you will have won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt, which we are going to don. No, Dave is donning the volume one of the t-shirt. And on Facebook and YouTube right now, which we are live video streaming, we are holding up the aforementioned Trivia Friday t-shirts. Right, Ed?
Right. These are especially handcrafted by elves. And
in a hollow tree,
and they have our likenesses on them.
Yes.
It says Trivia Friday Learning University, And as we've mentioned before on the air, these are not only bulletproof, they are stain-proof, fireproof.
Wow. I think we can get probably sued for what, for something you said there the last minute or so.
At least one or two lies in there.
They're just
good-natured exaggeration.
They're T-shirts, yes. Trivia Friday T-shirts, and you will win yourself one. Well, the reason we're holding them up, if you want to order a Trivia Friday T-shirt, and they are very durable.
You don't have to even be smart enough to win one.
You can just order it by going to afastore.net. $15. And that includes handling and shipping. $15. $15 for your Trivia Friday T-shirt at afastore.net, afastore.net.
But if you answer our mystery question correctly, you're going to win one
today. For free.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And please, if you one other thing to say, that is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the air with Trivia Friday as possible. So that's right. The ground rule that we have there.
Don't make us stop this car.
Dave, why don't you give us your two questions?
What year did Israel become a nation?
Great question.
And number two, famous blue lake is found in southern Oregon?
I want to go there.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And I was there June 28th this year.
You were. So you can tell us all about it once
the question is answered.
Caller's answers. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Here are my two questions. First.
I didn't get the phone number. Excuse me, Ed. Sorry, I didn't get the phone number. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. I'll say it slowly, 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, but use that phone number to call us to be on the air with us. Sorry, right. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, here are my two questions.
Uh-huh.
There are three colors that do not have a word that rhymes with them. Name them. What are the three colors? There's no word in the English language that rhymes with these three colors.
Okay.
Second question, cyborg,
mm-hmm.
For those of you who like science fiction,
yes.
Cyborg is a blend of what two words? What two words combine make up the word cyborg?
Starbucks has a drink, too.
I'm sure it comes in pumpkin spice this time of year, too.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea whether.
I don't either.
I just threw that out there. They probably do, though. Go ahead.
Cyborg. Yeah. Pumpkin spice cyborg. Yes. That's all I got. Two questions.
Okay.
So. You're talking about rhyming words. Our listeners are loyal, and they're also very clever. Michelle sent this in. My life is shaped by AFR. I listen while inside my car. Two radios inside my home keep me tuned in when I don't roam. Sometimes I use your cell phone app. It opens with a finger tap. I listen every single day. Don't want to miss a thing y'all say. See, I depend on accuracy, not CNN or NBC. The truth is shared on AFR. You folks are great. Oh, yes, you are.
I like it.
That's
wow.
That's Mrs. Seuss. Oh, I mean, no, that's Michelle. And she's a poet and may not even know it. Hey, here's the two questions that I've got. Start with the Old Testament. Who was David's best friend? David in the Bible, you know him, the shepherd boy, King David. Who was David's best friend? Second question, true or false? The most sensitive part of a pig is next to the pig's sweat glands. Is that true or false? The most sensitive part of a pig is next to the pig's sweat glands.
Mm.
True or false?
So you need to know this if you wanted to tickle a pig or something.
I guess, mm-hmm. or torture.
No.
Tickle or torture.
JJ, just in case somebody missed it, give us the question again.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
True or false?
Uh-huh.
The most sensitive part of a pig is next to the pig's sweat glands.
All right.
True or false?
All righty. Okay, my questions are the two questions. Here's a equestrian. Here's a equestrian. It's a new word. Here's a question from history, American history. Ready?
Ready.
What U.S. president, excuse me, what U.S. Tim, get yourself together. Who was the U.S. vice president under Abraham Lincoln?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Do you know, Dave?
I don't know.
He's on the $4 bill, if that gives people a hint.
Who was the U.S. vice president under Abraham Lincoln. Number two, according to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading, quote, down the, end quote, what?
In what kind of basket?
According to, this is a popular phrase that a lot of people use. According to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading down the what? Heading down the what? Does that make any sense to anybody?
Do I need to add another word?
It does. Okay, you understand the question?
Right.
Okay, well, JJ and Ed are giving me blank stares over here.
But it's Friday, so I'm...
But that's common.
A lot of people are going to get blank stares.
In our relationship. All right, let's get busy. Let's get to the phones.
That's a great idea. Let's go to Arkansas, and Frank is on the line. Frank, you're opening up Trivia Friday today. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and good morning it is. Beautiful day here in Arkansas.
Amen.
Where are you in Arkansas?
Jonesboro.
Jonesboro. Okay, brother. Well, listen, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Frank?
Both, please.
Okay. Which question you want to answer?
The question about David's best friend.
Here's the question, Frank. Who was David's best friend?
That would be Jonathan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Way to start us out.
And they were tight.
That was King Saul's son, right. Jonathan. And, hey, great way to start us out. Mm-hmm. What's your question for us, Frank?
Well, I was hoping Fred would be there this morning. This was going to be in honor of him being a Canadian. It's a question about Canada. Mm-hmm. What I know with his wisdom, some of that has rubbed off on you, and you may know this. Before World War II, who was known as the voice of Canada? And during World War II, this person was known as the voice of doom.
Okay, I need to reveal something here.
Okay.
I have a minor in Canadian studies.
I feel like I
need to disqualify myself.
You need to recuse yourself?
That's why you can't answer the question?
Well, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, trick people.
Don't do that, Jeff Sessions. Yeah. I mean, Tim, don't recuse yourself.
Don't recuse myself.
I'll bet Fred probably would know the answer.
Oh, he would know, sure.
I
mean,
but I don't. How about Pee Wee Herman? Was it Pee Wee Herman?
He would know the answer. Doom? He would know the answer, eh?
He'd know the answer, Hoser.
Hey, I don't know. What about it, Tim? Since you're the one that, made straight A's in that subject.
Merle? Is it Merle?
Merle.
M-U-R-O.
Go ahead, Tim, if you know it.
I don't know. What is it?
Who's stumped?
Lorne Greene.
Lorne Greene? You mean the guy who played in Bonanza?
Well, that's right.
Really?
He was on the radio for years.
Really?
In Canada. And before the war, he was known as the voice of Canada, but because he started giving out such terrible reports of the war during the war, he became known as the voice of doom.
Lorne Greene.
Now that explains a lot, because I remember watching one episode and they asked him, they said, are you guys about through branding those cattle? He said, about. And I remember him just slipping one time, and I thought, that's a strange way to say that.
It almost sounds Canadian.
About.
If I remember
one
correctly.
One other piece of trivia on him. Before Bonanza, he was offered the role of either the dad or Adam. And he was trying to figure out which one to take. And I believe he asked his friend James Cagney which one he should take. And Cagney immediately said, take the dad, you'll be over it all.
You'll be over it all.
Wow. Okay. Great. A little Bonanza trivia there.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm telling you, that's such a good theme song. Hey, thanks, Frank, so much. Have a great weekend. We need to maybe play that at the bottom of the hour.
That's real good.
That's a great theme song.
Yes, it is.
When we come back. Thank you, Frank. All right, shall we keep going? I say we do. Louisiana, Larry is on the phone. Larry from Louisiana. I like it. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Larry, you want
to? I'd like to do both.
Okay, all right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about Israel.
Dave Dabney, what is the question again for Larry?
What year did Israel become a nation?
1948.
Yay! mystery question within 20 minutes.
Wow. You know, Larry, you're gonna get a AFR Trivia Friday T-shirt now. Did you know? Free.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you know that, or did you have to look that up, the answer to that question?
No, I knew that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very significant.
I might have be like the other guy said. I might have should have not asked because I was a history teacher in high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. Good. Well, that is a very significant date in
human
history.
Bible prophecy. And 1948, a miraculous day, quite frankly, that came about. So,
Dave, what was the actual date?
Friday, May 14th.
In 1948.
Wow.
Who was born on that day?
Beats me.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery. I beat you right there, Dave. I beat you.
And it was Mother's Day last year.
Okay. It was?
May 14th.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, you have a question for us, Larry?
No, wait. Stay on the line, too. We want to tell you. Stay on the line because we want to get your shirt size and your mailing address. Way to go. You won yourself a shirt. What's your question for us?
What is the difference between unlawful and illegal?
What is the difference between unlawful and illegal?
Between unlawful and illegal?
I'd say it's whether it's an election year or not.
All right, Larry, we're going to kind of talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no or anything. We're just going to have a discussion here. You guys have it.
They sound like they're the same. Yeah. I don't know how you'd be splitting hairs if you said something was illegal but not unlawful or vice versa.
Dave, do you have any idea about this?
You want to take a guess? Oh, you're not contributing much so far, Dave.
Okay, now let me just give you a hint when it comes to radio.
You need to help
us
out here. We've counted you as a fourth brain in this group.
If I ask you a question, don't just shake your head.
Right.
Just say no.
Say no.
People on radio don't know you're saying
no. Or say something to this effect. You know, it's at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Or that you had a minor in college.
Yes, in Canadian studies.
That's right. Hey, Larry, we're stumped. Go ahead and school us, buddy.
Unlawful is against the law, and illegal is a sick bird.
Oh. Illegal. Oh, man.
I like it.
We were clearly overthinking
Larry.
This.
I like that, it. That's clever right there, Larry.
Hey, Larry, before you go, do you know what you call a frog that's illegally parked? Toad. That's kind of the same amount. We want to make sure our students get their minimum requirement of corn.
Thank
today.
You, Larry. Appreciate
stay,
it.
Stay, hey, on stay, the on line. The, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, Larry, so we can get your information to send you a free T-shirt. Congratulations on answering the mystery question.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Dave, repeat your questions, please.
What famous blue lake is found in southern Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
And being that he got the mystery question, another one is, which New Testament chapter has the most verses?
All right, which New Testament chapter, not book, has the most verses? Okay, Ed?
All right, I have two questions. There are three colors that do not have a word in the English language that rhymes with them. Name those three colors.
Okay.
Second question for you science fiction lovers, cyborg is a blend of what two words? What two words are combined to create the word cyborg?
Cyborg.
Yeah.
So that's a science fiction question?
Yes.
Cyborg?
Yeah, cyborg.
Here's what I've got. True or false? The most sensitive part of a pig is next to the pig's sweat glands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true
mm-hmm.
or false? Then I'll add one. The Ozark Mountains are found predominantly in which two U.S. states? The Ozark Mountains are found predominantly in which two U.S. states?
You know, a cyborg, too, and this isn't the answer to your question, is also like a Canadian bratwurst. It's very, very tasty. But that's not, there's another meaning
to
the word.
Yes, that's right. That would be a sandwich on rye, the cyborg, you know, sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a little this mustard, onion.
A cyborg, just in terms of science fiction, is an entity that's both biological and mechanical.
Okay.
So there's two words that come together that
they blend.
Create that. They blend.
Here are my two questions from the world of U.S. history. Who was vice president under Abraham Lincoln? A lot of people don't know the answer to that. Even though Abraham Lincoln is perhaps the most popular president in history, a well-known, famous. My second question. According to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading, quote. Do I need to give one more word to help everybody on this one? Do you think?
I think so. I'm not really sure.
It's heading down what path?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does that help? I think. According to this popular phrase, a person leading a self-indulgent lifestyle is heading down this path. What is that path called?
Would you give the Latin root word just to get us a little closer to the
aborigine
answer?
Aborigine. Okay,
that's clear as mud now. You better believe it.
That's a clue right there.
That's a clue. Yeah.
Well, I think now, because I had a minor in Latin.
Yes.
So I think now I have an idea of what you're talking about.
You know what it is.
The right answer.
Oh, yeah. Heading down the sweat gland.
Back to the phone.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Amos is on the line. Amos, welcome to Trivia.
I'm doing it right now on Facebook. Huh? Isn't this how they do it in Ohio?
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
They do a chant of some kind. Well, maybe Amos can do it.
You're talking about the O, H, and then what do they do for the
was
I?
What was the, what was that group in the 70s that sang that?
The Aborigines?
No, the Village People.
Oh.
They point to themselves for I.
It's fun to stay at the O. H-O. Wasn't that it?
That's pretty close. I got my songs confused.
Right tune, wrong song.
All right, Amos, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Both three, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Tim's question, who was Abraham Lincoln's vice president?
And the answer is?
From 1861 to 1865, it was Hannibal Hamlin. I had to look him up, but I knew that Andrew Johnson was Lincoln's second-term vice president and eventual successor after his tragic assassination.
What was the first one? Hannibal what?
Hamlin, H-A-M-L-I-N, like where the Pied Piper came from.
Oh.
You know, Amos, thank you for giving the full answer to that. Because evidently, my answer is Andrew Johnson.
Oh.
Who was vice president under Abraham Lincoln? But you're telling me he had two.
One first term, one second term. FDR had a different vice president for each of his four terms.
I think we need to clap.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
Amos gave us more than my answer. He gave us...
He dropped some learning on us.
That's exactly right.
That is really... Good job, Amos. No, yeah,
absolutely. I did not know that. I knew Andrew Johnson before I came up with this question, but I didn't know.
Hannibal Hamlin.
Lincoln was a little busy during the first term. He didn't have a lot of time for the Veep during that period of time, I guess.
His friends just called him H.H.
H.H.?
Yeah. hey, we got to take a break right here. Can you hold on, Amos?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're going to leave just about 3 minutes here or so, and we'll be back with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
and on Facebook.
I stopped the car in the middle of the road, ran over to one of the gentlemen. I says, "We could really use your help. There's just my husband and I and nobody else." He said, "I'd love to, but boy, we're really backed up." I couldn't help it. I started crying, and he says, "We'll be there. With God's work, we will be there." And you came.
8 Days of Hope could use your help in New Bern, North Carolina.
Everyone that's flooded needs the same help we do, and the people can't do it themselves. And we appreciate all that any of y'all could come and do and be a part of this.
Come be the hands and feet of Jesus with 8 Days of Hope. Visit 8daysofhope.com.
Please call them. Please get in touch with 8 Days of Hope. They'll put you to work. And I tell you, it'll mean a lot to not just the people that you're helping, but to yourself.
8daysofhope.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Republicans are growing uneasy over calls from Democrats to badger and bully conservative voters. In recent days, two Republican candidates were punched in the state of Minnesota. One sucker punched with such force he suffered a concussion. A restaurant owner in Tennessee received death threats after hosting a breakfast for Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. But it's not just the candidates facing the wrath of the left. Mark Harris, running in North Carolina's 9th congressional district, tells me his wife was accosted after a recent debate.
There were two young girls. One was trying to video her, and the other kept peppering her with questions. But it became very apparent that they were there with a mission and a purpose to try to harass.
This kind of behavior cannot and must not be the norm in American politics, which is why we need to send a message loud and clear to Democrats on Election Day. I'm Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
Cue the burning map.
Cue the burning map.
Am I
that's
right?
A great, that's
yeah,
a great theme
that's
song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to Ohio, and Amos is holding. Amos had a trivia question for us. Go ahead, Amos.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It was established about 6 weeks ago on Trivia Friday that there were two situation comedies that were popular based in World War II, namely Hogan's Heroes and McHale's Navy. I'm a big enough trivia freak that I found out that there were two unsuccessful situation comedies set in World War II. Could you please name either of them?
Yes. The one was... High School Days of Nancy Pelosi. Incredible flop.
World War II, not World War I.
Oh, man. Oh, Amos. When we that go, is awesome.
When we go high, Amos goes low and kicks him. Yeah, that
yeah
was,
there was another one. I do know off the top of my head, there was another one that kind of flopped, and that was Hitler's hilarious hijinks.
Yeah,
yeah, that didn't go over well. People just said, "Nah, that's in bad taste."
You know, I don't know. Do
I don't know?
No. You know what? I'll tell you this, Amos. When I looked up the answer to those to the question, I asked the question several weeks ago, and I had looked up all the World War II series in that time frame, and I did see that, but I just do not remember it. One was, I think...
All that to say you don't know.
I don't know.
hey, that guy's given me directions before. You know where the silo is? Yeah. You know where Mr. Brown's barn? Yeah. And
used
you know
to be.
You know where the bridge is? Yeah, but don't go that way.
You know, the funny thing about the directions guy or whatever he is, that when you're the one, of course, people don't do that anymore because GPS, but you, right. you're the one who rolled down the window and asked for directions, and then they start, then they leaned into your car window to start giving them to you.
Yeah.
And then when you do get lost after about 2 minutes of them saying, at that point, you go on with it. You go on and finish them out.
Keep
not even though you have no clue
no.
what to do. And no. you say thank you.
Because it's almost like something that men cannot admit.
Right.
Is that, I am not following your directions.
Right. You after a minute of telling me how to get there, you've lost me now. I haven't written them down.
I can hold five things.
But I'm
going to
thank
mind.
You when I get through. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes,
thank
right.
you. And then you drive off with your wife and say, I have no clue what you're
But see, the thing that really got me was the guy that gives you puts three thoughts in your mind. And then he says, you don't go that way.
Yeah.
Well, why did you tell me about the silo and the bridge
yeah.
and the barn?
Because when you're driving, you say, hey, didn't he say something about a silo?
Now, yeah,
oh, there it is.
If you're going to Walgreens, you're going too far.
Yeah. yeah. So, Amos, hey, all of that after all of what I said to say, I don't know. What's the answer?
Rollout was in the 70s based on the African-American heroes of the Red Ball Express. And there was a McHale's Navy spinoff based on the waves, the women in the Navy in World War II.
Yes.
And now that I've told you its name is Broadside, I can no longer be a member of the Supreme Court.
oh, you're exactly Broadside. Right. You disqualified yourself,
wow.
Amos.
That, you know, I haven't heard that in my – I got to say that my dad might – be upset for me telling, because I don't know if this is, I don't think this is a bad word. It's just not used anymore. My dad, when we were out and I was a kid, if a woman driver, you know, would cut us off, he would say another dumb broad driving. And I have no idea where the word broad comes from. Famous to you?
It was kind of from that generation.
Yeah,
I heard that as a kid as well.
So I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. I may have to look that up as a trivia question.
For next
And I may
week.
Find out that you know you don't want to talk about that.
Amos, thank you so much for listening to AFR. You made us laugh. You made us think. Have yourself a great weekend, buddy.
All right.
All
next
right.
up.
Okay, now we go to Mississippi. Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer? Try to answer.
Yeah, true or false.
All right. Hey, before I give this question, I actually got to meet Seth in Vidalia, Louisiana recently.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that was great getting to meet you, Seth.
You too.
We got a picture together. Nice guy.
Okay, good.
And met his family as well. Here's the question, Seth. The most sensitive part of a pig is next to the pig's sweat glands. Is that true or false?
False.
It is 100% false.
Really?
Pigs don't have sweat glands.
Pigs don't sweat.
Trickery. Trickery.
Pigs don't have sweat glands.
Oh, that's good.
I thought some pig farmers might
what
know that.
Is
that why they lie in the mud?
It's why they don't use deodorant. or they use a lot more deodorant. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that what makes them so tasty, though?
Oh, man.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know you're just asking, but now next time I eat some bacon, I got to start wondering if there's sweat in this meat.
Dave, you have a thought on this?
I don't.
Okay.
Hey, Seth, you actually knew that, it sounds like. You didn't look it up, so you knew that pigs don't sweat, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you think you're making a pig nervous by your
no,
question or the test? You're giving them a pop quiz? They're not anxious. You're not going to make them sweat.
Never let them see them.
Never. Hey, never Seth, them. What's your question for us?
Okay, what was President Kennedy wearing that might have prevented him from being assassinated?
Repeat the question.
What was President Kennedy wearing that might have prevented
him? You mean what was he not wearing?
You're saying he was wearing something that if he had not been wearing it, he might not have been assassinated?
He might not have been hit in the head. He would have been shot the first time.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I understand the question. You guys understand the question?
No.
I don't.
All right.
Well, hey, go ahead and give us the answer.
He was wearing a back brace.
He was wearing a back brace. So if he was not wearing it, he might not have been shot, you said, in the head?
He might have slumped over in the car and might never have been hit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good question.
That's good trivia.
All right. Thank you, Seth.
Tell your family I said hello. It was a blessing to get to meet you guys.
Okay. Let me reset the situation here that we find ourselves in. And that is, you're listening to American Family Radio. And this is Trivia Friday /
Learning University.
Thank you. There, we got stereo going. We got stereo. Learning University is on the air, and we three resident professors, and we have a visiting professor here today. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. We are tenured, and we are here most every Friday. And then we have with us Professor Dave Dabney from Jackson, Mississippi.
Thank you.
He's sitting in with us. Dave helps answer the phones at our share-a-thon and has done so for 23 times. So it's got to be a record. So we're asking questions and getting answers and giving answers. We're going to repeat our questions that have, Dave, what's the word here?
Heretofore, there's no unanswered.
Yes, thank you. Thank
good for you.
You,
Dave.
Way to go.
Heretofore, Dave.
Dave, you
thank
do
you.
Listen.
I yes. listen regularly.
Heretofore, gone unanswered. And we're going to the trivia, the mystery question has been answered already, by the
right.
way. The question was, what year did Israel become a nation? The answer was 1948. So we're going to go ahead here and give our questions out. The phone number, I'll give Dave first then. Phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday to ask and or answer is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You want to shoot us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Again, thank you everyone who made a gift during our share-a-thon. God bless you, because it allows American Family Radio to stay on the air and maybe even get some new stations on our network. Dave, go ahead.
What famous blue lake is found in southern Oregon?
I know that. I want to go there one day, and you have been.
And it was beautiful. Yeah. I've got a selfie.
All right.
Which new?
You in the lake?
I'm not in the lake.
No, selfie. Oh, you and the lake.
Yeah, me and the lake.
Here's the deal. Paul Bunyan had an ox, and they used to take that ox down there to drink from that lake. The ox originally was yeller, but after drinking all that water, as big as he was, eventually he turned blue. Maybe you've seen him before, Paul Bunyan with the axe yeah. over his shoulder and that big blue ox.
And that ox developed a sour attitude on life because it
was blue.
There you go. Go ahead, Dave.
So he was sad, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which New Testament chapter has the most verses?
Okay.
Good.
Which New Testament chapter has the most verses? Okay, second question.
Oh, that was the second question.
The blue lake.
The other one, the blue lake. Okay.
All right, Paul Bunyan.
Here are my two questions. There are three colors that do not have a word that rhymes with them.
That's really sad.
Name them.
If you think about it.
Yes. But one of them's clearly not blue.
Okay.
Because there are words that rhyme with it.
Blue, yeah.
If you're of a different hue, for example. All right, second question for all you science fiction fans. Excuse me. The word cyborg is a blend of what two words? Mm-hmm. What two words you put together, blend them together to get the word cyborg.
Here's what I've got. First question, the Ozark Mountains are found predominantly in which two U.S. states? The Ozark Mountains are found in which two U.S. states?
They do. Do they not bleed over into a third state, or is that a different?
Predominantly.
Predominantly. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And then the second question, a new one. I'll add one. What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before? Mm. What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Mm. Good question. Here are my two questions. According to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading down the what path? Heading down The what path?
Does the path rhyme with anything? I'm trying to get as many clues as I can to get to this.
Do you have to combine two other words together to get
like,
this word?
Like yours?
Like cyborg. Question?
Yeah, like yeah. Cyborg. No, not that
no.
I...
No.
Not that
it's
I'm
not hyphenated. No. That helps.
It's not.
No, it's not. Okay, here are my. Here's my other question. From the... I guess this is from science generally, and maybe there's a specific... Maybe it's from... Anyway, here's the question. What two motions do all planets have? What planet?
You're not talking about the locomotion.
No, we covered that last week,
right.
Didn't we?
No, nope, planets.
Because everybody's doing it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You wonder if the planets are doing it.
You wonder.
All the planets
makes you
are
wonder,
doing the
YMCA, locomotion. YMCA, OHIO, you got things like that going on. What two motions do all planets have?
Good.
Now you're going to have me.
Now you're thinking
have that song.
Now you're
going to
have that locomotion
head.
Song in my head all afternoon. Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it,
all
Dave.
All the planets are doing it.
All right. What, all right. Let's
Brand
go back.
Now?
Is everybody, now have we completed our eight
we
questions?
Have.
We
yes,
have.
We're
ready to go back. And so in the hopes of spreading knowledge, we go to Kansas, where Rachel has been patiently waiting. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want
Good
to ask,
morning.
Answer, or do both, Rachel?
Both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about the Ozark Mountains.
Here's the question, Rachel. The Ozark Mountains are found predominantly in which two U.S. states?
Arkansas and Missouri.
Yay!
Arkansas. I tell you what, Dave, that was, I like your zeal, bro. The level of excitement for the, were you born in the Ozarks, or?
I was born in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Man, I hope you're never next to somebody who wins the lottery. That could be deafening.
Let's see, okay.
Way to go, we got, Rachel.
Now, the Oklahoma has some mountains that's, over there on the northeast corner, is that called something else, or is that? I know you said predominantly, and that is
right.
Correct. It's Missouri and Arkansas, but it seems like to me that is the northeast corner of Oklahoma has some mountains. In
you
it.
May be right, and I'll tell you,
it is still considered the Ozarks.
Oh, good.
Those are called the Ozarks too, Rachel. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Why predominantly? Hey, I did this once. I took off from Tupelo, Mississippi, in a small airplane. And I was flying to Kansas. I flew across the Ozarks, I mean right down the backbone, and was able to see all that. Then everything started to flatten out, and then it got real, real flat, and I saw oil wells pumping and just looked like a quilt, you know, the big patchwork. I saw somebody doing a cattle drive, landed in Oklahoma, took on some fuel, and then went on to Kansas. And I thought, that's amazing how in a half a day you can see that much
variation.
So you were right over the Ozarks.
Yeah, I flew the length of the Ozarks, right, through across Arkansas and Missouri. Hey, good job, Rachel. What's your question for us?
Okay, what board game was used during World War II to help prisoners of war escape, and what was added to this game set to help them escape?
To help them escape? Wow.
Dave, haven't contributed much to our show today in terms of answers. So can you help us with this one? Go ahead and repeat the question. Who is this?
This is Rachel.
Rachel means
gonna,
a little lamb.
Think, Dave, think.
Rachel means a little lamb.
Does it really?
It does.
But that doesn't really help us.
That's not, but that is, yeah. Okay, what is a, hey, I'm going to do something. We're just going to do it. This is just, I know we're going off.
We're just going to be crazy.
Yeah. When were you born?
Rachel.
Rachel. What
1999.
Was 1999? What
month and day though?
Month and
99.
Day. The month and
February.
Day.
All right, I think we're 17th. Talking over each other about four times in a row here.
Okay,
that's gonna. I'm gonna.
What
do
date
it.
Were you born in 99?
February 17th.
That was on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is that true, Rachel?
I don't know.
Look it up.
For my mom.
Look it up. Look it up.
Your mom will remember. That was unforgettable for her.
The reason we did this, Rachel, is because David Dabney is our guest professor.
Yes.
He helped with Share-a-thon and has for many, many years.
And
many Share-a-thons.
He has a gift.
He can do this. If you give him your birth, month, day, and year, he can tell you immediately.
What day of the week it was on.
He is not allowed.
It was Wednesday.
Huh?
It was Wednesday.
You just ask your mom, right?
Right.
Well, you can tell your mom this, too. Dave is not allowed in any casinos in North America. He is banned from every single casino.
Not that he would go to one, but if he had, he'd be banned at the front door, stopped.
All right, where are we on this?
Okay, so Rachel has a question for us.
Yeah.
We're going to ask David to help us put on his thinking cap. All right, Rachel, go ahead and repeat your question again, please.
Okay. What board game was used during World War II to help specifically British prisoners of war escape from Germany? And what was added to the board game to help them escape? Because there's additional things they added along with the normal playing pieces.
If he doesn't know, I might have a clue.
Yeah, a Candyland.
I'm thinking maybe.
The slide.
Maybe.
Or ladder. Or
yeah, the ladder.
Monopoly. But
that's what I'm thinking, Monopoly. Here's one thing they did. They sewed the map inside of fighter pilots and bombers inside of their jacket. The liner was the map of where they were going to be to help. But I think they used Monopoly as well.
And I was going to say they used Monopoly because there's a get out of jail card free.
Oh, like, there you go.
Get out of jail free card.
There you go.
So you got that and you just showed it to the commandant, Colonel Klink.
There you go.
You know, and
what are they going to say?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Hogan. What's the answer, Rachel?
It was Monopoly.
Okay. It was Monopoly.
Yeah.
Now, how did that help them?
For JJ.
How did that, no, but Dave got
and
it
Dave,
first.
And Dave.
How did that help them escape?
So the company in Britain that printed Monopoly board games.
Parker Brothers.
The specific company that is just in England. They were the only people that could print maps on silk, which they used silk instead of paper because it was quieter and it lasted a lot longer, and they could fold it into really small pieces. And so they would fold up the map and basically able to fit it inside one of the board game pieces. And then they also included a piece that doubled as a magnetic compass. And they also had a file that you could put together, and they included, real money mixed in with the Monopoly money. And they were identified with a red dot on the free parking space. And it just looked like a printing error. But that was the way that they knew that,
that was
one of the special.
Wow.
JJ, I thought you were just kind of spitballing.
No. That was about the map. And then those little token pieces, that little tiny iron, you wouldn't think much of it, but when you got a lot of time on your hands, you could start ironing socks or what have you, and it'll take a while, but at least it gives
what
you something
you
to do.
Really?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Pass the time.
You had the little dog, you know?
Little dog.
You can burn the tip of your finger.
The little race car. Hey, that is, I tell you what, there's some clever people back then to help with the escape, and we're having fun, but no joking. That's not a joking matter, those that got, shot down and captured and what have you. Hey, great, Rachel, you're able to bring some learning. Have a great weekend, and congratulations on being born on a Wednesday. Wednesday's child.
Wednesday's child is in the know.
Do I ever play, I guess, what you'd call Mercy Monopoly?
We did.
Y'all
Mercy
do that?
Monopoly, what is that?
Go ahead, JJ.
No, you're about to win the whole game.
Yeah.
But the greed
also
means that everybody's frustrated and they're about to just go on home.
Right.
And you don't have anybody there to help bask in your tycoon-ness.
Right.
So you just give everybody a little extra money to keep
the
game.
I'll loan it to you.
Yes, alone.
Just to keep the game going for another half hour. So.
Right. What, so Monopoly didn't go on long enough on its own?
Well, when you're winning.
Yeah, but it's your friends there. And you're about to put them under, and they're going to go home all angry or go to bed.
Yeah.
Usually it was we were spending the night. It would be a bunch of guys. We'd be, spend the night, and we'd play Monopoly all night.
Yeah.
So we have,
well, that did produce anger, but it can't hold a candle to the anger of playing Risk.
I was just about to say, thankfully, Risk didn't
take long.
Tell
me about that.
Oh, people would get, especially guys, you'd get mad because you'd have somebody and go, why are you attacking me when so-and-so over there is taking up half of Asia? You should be attacking, guys would get so competitive.
We played Risk and we had 4 and 5 hours invested in that game before. Yeah,
I'm talking about staying up and everything.
Well, you had to be strategic, and you had to choose between your friends.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, is this after battleship or before?
No, I don't know.
After battleship.
Yeah. After battleship. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It is called Trivia Friday, so when you hear, you know, 5 minutes of talk that seems to be wasting your time, it's really not.
That's right.
It's really not if
it's
you think about it.
It's fulfilling the purpose of the show.
Soak it in. back to the phones.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
How are you? You want to ask, good, answer, or good. Do both, Chris?
I'll do both real quick.
Okay. Which question would you like to try to answer?
The cyborg question.
There we go, Chris.
Now we're talking. Got a little sci-fi answer right here.
All right. Cyborg is a blend of what two words?
Cybernetics and organism.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Cybernetic organism is a cyborg. It's a human or other entity whose physiological functioning is enhanced by mechanical elements. So kind of like Darth Vader.
$6 million man.
$6 million man.
Chris. Sort of half human, half mechanical.
Yeah, machine.
Chris, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever cloned anybody? I mean, like, because there's kits. There are kits where you can do just about anything. Huh?
Me and my wife. Just me and my wife.
You've made a few clones, have you?
I got a couple
mini-me's. Nicely done.
That's true.
Hey, what's your question for us?
According to Mark chapter 15, what psalm did Jesus quote on the cross?
Psalm 22?
Yes.
Verse 1?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Wow, yes, Dave. Dave comes through. Yes, sir.
Now, see what that feels good, doesn't it? Huh? Yeah. To contribute. Yeah.
After that pep talk from Coach Tim, way to bring it, Dave.
Hey, Dave, great answer,
brother. Can I get an extra question in there?
Yes, sir.
Sure, go ahead.
Answer that. June 21st, 1974 was what day?
That was on a Friday. And the last time it was on Father's Day was in 2015, and you'll have another one on Father's Day in 2020.
Yeah, I have them all the time on Father's Day. Kind of frustrating because
is he right?
Is he right, Chris?
Is he right?
I assume he is. I don't know.
Let me just tell you. He's right.
I thought you'd know the answer with
1974 and next year are identical calendars, so it'll be on Friday next year.
Oh, cool.
Chris, don't bother inviting him to go to Las Vegas with you. He's banned from there, so don't even get that in your head.
And JJ has a birthday in 8 days.
Wow.
Hey.
You didn't even know that.
No, I didn't even know that. I knew it was this month.
Did Chris ask?
We're good. That's good. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
We're out of time for this hour. Let me ask you this. How did you develop this?
I've always liked birthdays, and I studied a calendar back in 1988. Okay. It was in the Jackson phone book.
So you started out because you wanted to remember friends and family's birthdays to impress them.
Well, right? Not to impress them. Most people don't
well,
know what
impressive.
Day they were born on.
It does make an impression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's either that or you're stalking them. One it's either impressive as a goodwill gesture or it's a little weird. You know what I'm saying?
And some people do think it's weird.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. It made it easier on your family to give you old calendars for birthday presents and things.
Well,
and calculators.
It was actually in the Jackson phone book. I studied the Jackson phone book.
Hey, you know what I'm impressed by more than anything else, in all seriousness, is your knowledge of the Scripture.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Are we gonna take a short break right here for news, and we'll come back with another half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.